This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Though it's not yet a done deal, criminal justice reform is nearing the legislative finish line, with the full House approving the reinvestment piece Tuesday evening.
97 yeas, zero nays, and the bill's finally passed.
But Wednesday, Senator Danny Martini's bill to establish parameters for earlier parole eligibility encountered some difficulty from House Criminal Justice Committee Chair Sherman Mack. Representative Joe Marino explained.
We've pared it down to what we all agree upon, pretty much eliminating violent offenders and sex offenders.
Mack disagreed.
This really doesn't affect violent offenses. Well, it does.
At issue was a provision for second-degree murderers sentenced between 1973 and 1979 to return to their original 20-year parole eligibility. Corrections Deputy Assistant Secretary Natalie Laborde explained.
It's the law that was in place at the time. So this is an effort to put them back in their original posture. It affects about 160 current lifers.
Mack wasn't buying it.
We're talking about letting 100-some-odd people who committed a murder out of jail.
Marino responded.
It makes them eligible to go before the parole board. It doesn't mean that the parole board is going to agree to release anyone.
And Martini added.
A bad legislator can find something in this bill, just like in HB 1, that you don't like to give you a reason to vote against him. I'm asking you, please find it in your hearts to move these bills through the process so we can turn this system around.
It was approved 10-6 and now goes to the full House. But Mack indicated he will try to strip that provision. If unsuccessful, he will argue to kill the entire bill. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.